7. The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget, and this, what is becoming an iconic series, I am so loving this series so much, called The Fire of God, and today we arrive at part 6. And if you've got your Bible, I would love you to go with me to Acts the 2nd chapter, and we're going to look from verse 1. Acts the 2nd chapter and verse 1. We've already discovered how wonderful the fire of God is, how it burns up all the dross, all the rubbish, how it destroys that which should not be there, but keeps what should be there. Watch what happens with the fire of God today. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. So powerful. So powerful. When we think about it, there were 120 of them there in that upper room, in that room together, 120 believers. And beloved, when they came out of there, the townspeople around them, they thought they were drunk. They thought they'd been drinking wine all night. They were so drunk in the spirit. I know that feeling. I know exactly what that feeling is like, being drunk in the spirit. So much so that I went to a meeting many years ago, and Rodney Howard Brown was preaching. He's since become a good friend. And Rodney Howard Brown was bringing the Word of God, and he was talking about the Holy Spirit, as he often does. And I was so drunk. In actual fact, I had to go to the loo. I had to go to the toilet. And I couldn't get there. And in the end, I can see the auditorium now. There was a wall that sort of curved around, and it was, I guess, 200 yards long, this wall. And you had to go to the end of this wall, along the passageway, and then turn right. And then there you would find the restrooms. But I couldn't walk straight. And I knew that if I tried to walk, I was going to fall over. And so what I have a vivid image of right now is I clung to the wall. I literally clung to the wall and had to hold the wall all the way up. My body was facing the wall and I was walking sideways, trying to cling on to the wall because I didn't want to fall over. And I remember saying to Jane then, I remember saying to her, you're going to have to drive home. I can't possibly drive. And I thought to myself, if I drove home and I was stopped by the police and they got me to breathe into their bag, what would it say? Would it measure my alcohol level? Because that would have been zero. But if that meter had measured Holy Spirit, I would have been full. It would have said, Holy Spirit in blood, full. That was what it was like. And those guys came out of that upper room. And they were all drunk in the spirit. And they were joyful. And they were laughing. And I know this. That at that time, Peter was there. And he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit did something important to Peter. Not only did the Holy Spirit completely change his character, but he filled him full of this incredible wisdom. And as we read on in chapters 3 and 4, you'll see Peter gets arrested. And he's brought before the scribes and the Pharisees, the Council of Jerusalem, and they think they've got rid of Jesus. And then they come across Peter. And Peter's doing the same stuff. On the way in, he heals this guy at the temple gate. Exactly the same as what Jesus was doing. And we find out that later on, Peter is also crucified as our Lord was, but he was crucified upside down. Beloved, he emulated his Savior. During the daily scripture, I was saying that we need to emulate our Savior. And if we allow the Holy Spirit to fill us and to completely consume us, we can emulate our Savior. All of them in that upper room, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They were baptized in the Holy Spirit, immersed in the Holy Spirit. And scripture tells us that what appeared like tongues of fire rested on each one of them. These tongues of fire on their heads. Isn't that glorious? Isn't that a wonderful, glorious picture to you now? As you imagine that. I don't know what's going on in your life right at this moment. I don't know if you're full of the joys of the Lord. I don't know if you are desperate. I don't know if you are on the floor. I got an email a couple of nights ago. It must have been about 1 o'clock in the morning here in the UK that I got this email. And it was from a man, a blessed man. I'm not going to give his details out because he hasn't given me permission to do that. But it was from this man. I believe he was in the United States. And he listens to worship radio all the time. And he was desperate. He thought he'd sinned so badly that the Lord didn't want him anymore. And he wanted to be rid of all of sin. He wanted it to go. And he wanted to commit his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was lost. And he didn't know what to do. And as soon as I got that email, I wrote back to him immediately. And I didn't send him a huge, long email. I just said simply this. Confess your sin before Almighty God and ask your Heavenly Father to forgive you. Step one. And step two, ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart to make you a brand new person. And if you do that, you will be free. And I know he did. I know that 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 that is exactly what he did. And I give all the glory to the Lord. I give all the glory to my Heavenly Father. know this, that someone listening to this broadcast right now needs Jesus more than anything else in this world. You know who you are. You know exactly who you are. I believe the Lord is calling. He's knocking on the door of your heart and he's saying, just like that man did when he sent me an email, nothing can be simpler. All you need to do is ask the Lord to forgive you of your sin. And if that's you, just say these words. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. And then you need to ask him to come into your heart. And you just say this. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and make me brand new. Amen. That's it. It's done. But now I'm going to say this. If you love the Lord Jesus with all of your heart and your soul, and you're wondering, why is it that you're not sensing the joy? Why am I not feeling this joy? I listen to Worship Radio 247 online, and I worship every single day, but I don't feel the joy. There is no joy, there's no happiness, there's no joyfulness, there's no... I can't think of another word. Inexpressible joy. And there should be. Well, I believe you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I believe a tongue of fire, the fire of God, needs to be on you. I believe that. Oh, Lord, I believe that. And if you want that to happen to you now, just repeat these words with me. Heavenly Father, glorious Jesus, wonderful Holy Spirit, I pray now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let your Spirit fall upon me now. And fill me to overflowing. Fill me, Lord. And I will follow you for the rest of my life. Fill me full of your joy. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.